KC4SKD, W4DJW. Hey, Larry.
Gotta run over to mother-in-law's and the roof leak, so I need to go and check on that and then go back to the house. Rhonda's cooking lunch. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just working on a program to parse the radio control airplanes log files. They create log files nowadays. You can tell multiple times per second what's going on with the controls and where it's located and how fast it's going and how high it is. So I just want to get a better understanding of it. So just working on a program that interrogates them and draws them out on a screen visually. But I was curious about how that lithium iron phosphate battery did, if you wound up using it or not on Friday night.
We use it because we didn't have storms around that prompted us to unplug things. But they're both, we got two of them there, and they're both ready to go. I'm so glad I talked to you about that the other day.
Okay. Well, I've got four of them that I had for other reasons, and they're not doing that anymore. So I use them for charging airplane batteries because they've got a lot, 50, they're the same size as yours, 50 amp hours a piece. That's 200 amp hours. That'll fly a whole weekend. But anyway, I was just curious about that. I won't keep you. Just wondered if it worked out all right. But if you do use it in the future, and let me know. I'm curious to see, because I haven't done it yet. I'm new at this like you are. So if you do it, let me know how well it turns out.
Well, I'll take it in there one night just to test, maybe to check into the net or something, or just chat with somebody for a few minutes. Yeah, I do plan on doing that before too long. So I know that's going to happen. One night it's going to be my night to call the net, and it's going to be storming. So I want to be ready for it.
That's a good idea. I've got one. I've got a radio that I wasn't using. I started working in the garage a lot on my fixing my truck up, and I put my radio down there and put it on a lead acid battery. I could take that lead acid battery out. It's only on there just to keep the lead acid battery from going bad, right? If you don't use them, they go down, and if they don't go down too far, they don't come back. They get below 11 volts or something like that, and they stay down below 11 volts for a while. Lead acid batteries are history. I learned that the hard way. But these will shut themselves off when they get to 10 volts, and then they'll sit in that state for a long, long time before you have to charge them up, and they'll go again. But anyway, I'll share with you what I learned. You share with me what you learned, and I won't keep you. Enjoy your lunch. KC4SKD, W4DJW.
I'll let you know when I do finally get that checked out. I got to put some lugs on the wires, so they're kind of neater when they go into the battery terminals. But yeah, anyway, and good luck on your working on the airplane program and stuff. That sounds kind of interesting. We'll talk with you later. W4DJW, KC4SKD.